Well, we're going to Sweden next, where the country's chief epidemiologist has admitted that they should have done more to combat COVID-19. The country of over 10 million people did not impose a general lockdown in the way other countries did, and it now has one of the highest death rates from the virus in the world, at just over 4,500 deaths. Anders Tegnell said that if they were to do it again, the new approach would be something between what they did do and what the rest of the world has done. His approach, which was followed by government, has been criticised by fellow scientists. Cecilia Söderberg-Naukler is Professor of Microbial Pathogenesis at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden and was one of over 2,000 academics who signed an open letter urging the government to implement stronger measures, and she joins us now. You're very welcome indeed to Morning Ireland. What do you think of what Mr. Tegnell has now said about the approach?
I think it's very good that he has come to his senses and reflected over what we have done in Sweden and seen what the results were from that strategy as compared to other countries who've done a more stricter lockdown. I think, though, that Mr. Tegnell is not completely agreeing with that. He's retracted from his view that we have done a wrong thing, that that many things that were different are actually not on the positive side that he has discussed after his statement on that they should have done other things.
Yes, he did broadly then back up his original strategy. I heard him being interviewed on the BBC World Service last night, and he said that they could have saved more older people's lives in care homes. Do you agree?
Absolutely, because I think that even though it's an excellent strategy to protect the old people, we need to have a plan to be able to do so, and there was no plan. There was not enough safety equipment, there was not recommendations on how people should go to work, there were no testing either of personnel or the people that live in the elderly homes. So there were many things that were not prepared for a plan that we should protect people, because if you don't have a plan for how to not get the virus into these elderly homes and not protect the ones that are there through safety equipment, there is actually no way to do that.
We saw the situation in many other European countries and indeed in the United States and beyond about hospitals' capacity to cope. And with 40,000 plus cases in Sweden, were your hospitals able to cope?
Well, it depends on how you view that situation, because we have now not admitted most of the elderly people that have died. They have not been admitted to the hospitals. If they were, we would have had probably almost twice as many hospital bed needs as we actually ended up having. However, the strategy that we have used in Sweden has, as many has reflected over, done better than we were afraid that it would do. So that means that the social distancing level has actually helped better than we feared that it would do, which means that we have flattened the curve in a way and kept people on distance, and many have been working at home. So even though this halfway measurements were done, I think that we actually did better than we foreseed.
Okay. And what in your mind still needs to happen in order to reduce this death rate?
Well, first of all, we need to test. We need to contact trace, which the authority have not done since the second week in March, because they kind of lost control already then. And we also need to isolate people more properly, because they have been on the advice of staying at home and self-isolate for 2 days after you recover, and you don't know if you're sick or not from the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So that's the most important thing. And we do think that masks should be implemented on indoor activities, for example, where crowded buses and shopping areas, which are now filling up with more and more people. So yesterday we had over 2,000 cases confirmed, and it's been below 1,000, between 300 to 700 the past few weeks. So we are actually quite concerned that people are now not respecting social distancing to the same level as it was a month ago. So we will see where these numbers will take us, but we think that there should be stricter measurements again, and the 50 people meeting number should probably be reduced to something like 10 instead, and that is a very important signal to the people that it's the fear for this virus is far from over, and we are very concerned on what's going to happen, even though okay. They are coming up for holiday time now and people are spending more time outside, but we are seeing that people are also moving into indoor crowded spaces. restaurants are filling up and the shopping centers and so on. Okay. But the most important thing will be testing and contact tracing and also isolating people properly.
Well, we will keep in touch with you, and thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning. Professor Cecilia Söderberg, now Claire, joining us from Sweden. It's